There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight, hope you had a fabulous weekend. Oh, what a week it's going to be in Washington, D.C., or so I think, anyway. Meaning, there are a few things that have to be dealt with, including, will we see another government shutdown? Because here we go again. Under the radar, the budget, and oh yeah, the budget again. October 1st will be here before you know it. We're already heading into the second week of September. Will we see that we're talking about ad nauseum? What happens if the government shuts down? And this is all part of the deal on defunding Planned Parenthood. The governor of Ohio, John Kasich, says this isn't the right thing to do, meaning don't do the defunding the government deal or the government shutdown by the government shutdown defunding Planned Parenthood. It doesn't make any sense. And in the end, everybody pays for it with our taxes. Why are we always dancing on the pinhead of shutting down the government? I don't get it. We could do 10 shows on that. Speaking of what I don't get, so there was all this praise for the acceptance of the wave of humanity pouring out of Syria, desperately seeking asylum. Obama saying that we'll take in 10,000, much to the chagrin of many who think, oh, that's a great way for a lone wolf terrorist to come through and attack us. And even now, it's not just ISIS. One of the Al-Qaeda chiefs is pushing just for attacks in the U.S. from anybody, whether it's our own people or those who can sneak in across our southern border. There were protests in Poland and Warsaw over the amount of people pouring into that country as one of the poorer countries in the European Union. People were shouting anti-Islamic slogans. They were marching through the city saying Islam will be the death of Europe. There's a debate as to how many people were there, but I saw pictures. There was at least 5,000 plus. The Czech Republic, Poland, Slovakia oppose the EU scheme to fix the refugee quotas. So the people say we want our voices to be heard. There was another rally being held in Warsaw in favor of hosting immigrants into Poland, or migrants, as they're saying, migrants into Poland. Most of the people in the crowd, it was organized by Catholic organizers. The population, 38 million. And they say newcomers arriving, it won't be a big deal. But the other people are saying newcomers arriving will be a good deal. The pro-migrant protesters numbered somewhere in the 1,500 or so. The police were there lining up to make sure it didn't get out of hand. There were other demonstrations in some of the other countries that I mentioned. And I'll say it again, Hungary, Poland, Slovakia, the Czech Republic, they're on the poor end of the system, and they're saying these compulsory quota systems, which means you got to take them, that have been outlined by the European Commission aren't good. Because the Germans are saying, hey, we need some solidarity, folks. We're not taking in everybody, and nobody else takes in anybody. So you got to pony up, too. You got to open your doors. You got to take some people in. That's the way it is. Because there's too many people dying. We got to do something about it. And we have to pull them in. But still, Muslim countries refuse to take them because, why? There is a theory that they want the immigrants to spread Islam into Europe. Saudi Arabia is promising big bucks to build mosques in Europe. That's nice. We won't take any people in, but we will build your mosques. We will make them out of gold because we have so much money. We can do that. We can do that because we got the bucks. But we don't want you here. Oh, don't come here. We don't want you here. Please take your stuff and haul it across the sand and go someplace else. Where does this all end up? But here's the thing. Don't you think when those people come in, there should be a reasonable expectation of assimilation? I mean, really, do you march into another country, they take you in, they give you asylum, they take care of you, and they don't conform to your ideas? I think that's wrong, right? You can keep your culture and you can keep your history, but shouldn't there be some sort of assimilation? I don't blame people for being upset if this is not what they're seeing. Some say, pay attention, because this is coming to a city near you. Well, we know our numbers are going to change. It's not going to be 1,500 or 2,000. It's going to be closer to 10,000, unless somehow that snowball stops rolling. But to me, the biggest glaring thing right in front of all of our faces, and we all know this, is, boy, the Arab countries are certainly demanding enough of us, but yet they're not taking any people in, and they're right there. Yeah, we won't take you in, but go ahead to Germany. That'd be terrific. We couldn't kick off a show and not talk about politics as usual. You would think the election were coming up in a couple of months, but having said that, Bernie Sanders kicking up a big storm in New Hampshire and in Iowa. Bernie Sanders really starting to cap off Hillary Clinton. So a new poll comes out. Sanders has 52% among Democratic primary voters in the Granite State. The former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, who was really the front runner forever and a day for the 2016 Democratic nomination, 30%. So let me say that again. Bernie Sanders has 52%. Hillary Clinton, 30%. His lead is certainly growing in New Hampshire. But this would be the first to show Sanders, the Vermont senator, with over 50%. And then there's more worrying for that campaign because Sanders also leads in Iowa by 10 points, 43% to Clinton's 33%. You think the jig is up for Hillary Clinton? Whether or not you're not voting Democratic, the curious thing is who is going to be the Democratic representation in the race for the presidency in 2016? Vice President Joe Biden? Too early to tell on the Biden factor because he hasn't even declared yet. All right, stay with us for something completely different. Dave Berg's two cents on Stephen Colbert's debut in a coveted time slot, David Letterman's Late Show. Meet you on the flip side.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently five-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than four standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free one-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
I'll get it.
And the rocket's red flare, the gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
Bum, bum, bum.
O'er the land of the free.
Opening of his show, day two, taking over for David Letterman at The Late Show. We love this guy. Boy, we were trying to have him on yesterday. Our mistake as we wound back the clocks. But Dave Berg is with us now, former executive producer of The Jay Leno Tonight Show. Dave, thanks for popping on.
Thanks for having me on.
So give me your analysis or your thoughts on what you thought of Colbert out of the gate.
Well, I'm so glad you played his version of the Star Spangled Banner. I'm hearing it again and not seeing the video. I'm impressed with his harmony. And I have to say, just that bit alone, the time they put into it, going all around the country, I give Colbert a B+ for the effort and for the gracious tribute that he paid to David Letterman and some of the other things. However, on the other hand, I still don't know who Stephen Colbert is. I feel like he was doing improv for most of the show on basically everything except the interview with Jeb Bush. And I didn't find myself laughing at much. But I give him a B+, and I think he has potential.
Oh, I like that. It's pretty tough to fill those shoes of David Letterman's, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yes. That's why I'm cutting him some slack and giving him a B+.
Yeah, because it's so hard. You have to follow someone who had been there for decades. And just like Jay Leno, everybody knew Jay Leno. Everybody knew Johnny, of course. And you think of the people that had been in those jobs for a long time, and it's hard because I guess you have to put your own spin on it. If you were the executive producer of Colbert's show, would you go in a completely different direction than David Letterman to make it more your own?
You have to make it your own. There's no question about it. There's no way he can be doing a top 10. He has to put his own stamp on it. Just like Jimmy Fallon put his own stamp on The Tonight Show and has made it relevant for the millennials. And Colbert is going to have to do that. I think he's still finding his feet, but he and his staff are suggesting what he's going to do to bring something new to the table, and it's the interviewing. That's the one area where his competitors are weak, and he can attack them in that area. He has said, I am going to emphasize the interviews. Fallon is weak there.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because it's taking a page out of your book, as you have come on the show several times. We talked about your news background and what you brought to Jay Leno as the executive producer of The Tonight Show, his version of it. You talked about Arnold Schwarzenegger, how big that moment was. So was it a big moment to bring Jeb Bush on?
I think it was. I would have chosen somebody a little more interesting. But nevertheless, I think you bring a major presidential contender on the show, and people are going to sit up and take notice. Not only just the viewers, but political pundits. It's really gonna cause people to pay attention. And here's what's interesting. When they were promoting the Colbert Show, at first they were talking about how they booked George Clooney. Then all of a sudden, well, we have booked Bernie Sanders. Now we've booked Joe Biden. Now we've booked a Supreme Court justice. And then what does Jimmy Fallon do, the guy that's weak at interviews? All of a sudden, he has booked Donald Trump and then Hillary Clinton. So Colbert is setting the agenda here, and he's doing it with the interviews.
Yeah, and I think it's so interesting to watch that, like you say, with the interviews, especially with politics, because this is such a big year for politics, especially at the tail end of the year as we swing into 2016, because we have Iowa and New Hampshire. Do you think that's really going to be emphasized, and we're going to see a who's who of anybody that has anything to say politically that makes sense?
I certainly do, and I think that Colbert is going to be leading the parade here. And Fallon's going to be following suit. And I think we're going to see a lot of that. The question is Colbert going to be able to follow through on the promise that he has made to be Colbert without quotes around the name? Is he going to be able to pull it off? I thought he showed a great deal of promise with the Bush interview.
Yeah.
I thought the question about how do you differ from your brother George was very, very inspired. But I thought the interview with George Clooney was sort of phony.
Yeah, and you know what? It's got to be a weird transition for him, because it's like you said, it seemed, I don't know who he is with the whole improv, because he was imitating somebody during the Colbert Show, correct?
Yes, he was. He was playing a character,
yep.
a doofus conservative. It was loosely based on Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, and so now you go from being this character to being real, and he was that character for a while, so that's a big leap, I think.
I have always thought, this is just my personal theory now, I have always thought that when someone plays someone else, someone does impressions of someone else, or someone imitates someone else, they have a problem with knowing who they are. And I think Colbert, playing that character for 9 years, he got emotionally invested. I think that's going to be his biggest challenge, to discover who Colbert is.
Yeah, when they made that decision, were you surprised by that or no? Did you think there was somebody better they could have put in there?
Well, I would have gone with John Stewart, but I don't think John was available. I think John was burned out with talk shows. So I really think maybe Colbert was the best there was. I understand why CBS did it. I still think it's a big risk. But I do think that if Colbert can follow through on his promise to deliver on the interviews, I think he stands a good chance to sort of come into a respectable second place to Jimmy Fallon, who has a very strong audience of millennials who love him. And I think the guy that really has to be worried right now is Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, because Kimmel could be the odd man out, depending on what happens, as you're describing, with Colbert, correct?
Kimmel is a distant second, and Colbert, again, he has defined very clearly what he wants to bring to late night, and he's doing it.
Yeah. Jon Stewart, do you think we'll see him pop up anytime soon?
Well, he popped up on the first show, and his name popped up as an executive producer on Colbert's show.
Yeah.
I think we'll see him from time to time, and I hope we do.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. All right, you've got a great book out. How can people get a copy of your book? Go to Amazon, right?
Thank you. Amazon.com or go to Barnes & Noble or the local bookstore.
All right, I love it. Dave Berg, you're always welcome here. Thanks for popping on.
Thank you.
All right, that was great. He, Dave Berg saying B+ and some great observations from somebody who was in those late night wars and what it's like. And he was the one who really brought to the Jay Leno show the whole news aspect of it when he started to have the Schwarzeneggers on and those kind of people. And that really worked for Jay Leno. And he said a couple of times the whole interview thing and how big that would be for the Late Show, and I agree with him. And then it's stepping out of that character and getting out of that character and trying to make that work, or whatever it is that he presents, if people are drawn to it. I mean, that's the key thing. If there's enough interest, just period, in Colbert, then that transition becomes easier. I think it's musical chairs. It's changed so much from what it's been in the past. And, you know, a lot of people talk about how funny that character was on the Colbert Report. But how did he pull that off as a character? How did that work in the beginning? The difficulty of that being satirical, entertaining, informative, and then rolling into to this. I think he has to be completely different from David Letterman, and probably that's what we get. The great thing is the timing with the upcoming presidential election, because it's such a long journey to the end, and I think he'll do well there. Stay with us.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
The get-go, we're going to go to the mailbag. Also, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. Grim, hang on, 855-266-5283. The Cowboys won their opener 27-26. Nobody nailed the score, but I came the closest. I said the Cowboys would win 27-24. Do you believe that? Does it get any closer than that? I would have won nothing anyway if I had nailed the score. But Tony Romo throws an 11-yard TD pass to Jason Witten with 7 seconds left. The Cowboys overcome massive problems with turnovers, 3 turnovers that led to some easy points by the New Yorkers, and they end up losing. Oh, if I'm a Giants fan, I am livid. But if I'm a Cowboy fan, I am stoked. Bottom line here, we care about the numbers. Cowboys win 27-26. Nobody nailed that score, but darn if I didn't come close. Wow. On that note, let's see if I can find them again. I'm going to go out to Grim here in just a second. And to any of you, too, by the way, who want to make comments, you know, 24/7, you can send me your thoughts, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. It's just that easy. Hey, Grimster, how you doing?
Sup, Kate?
How about that? So the first one out of the gate, and you had 28-17 New York, and boy, I'll tell you, New York was looking really good, and then they fell apart.
Well, I had you on your toes there for 3 quarters.
Yeah, oh yeah, it was New York's to win, I mean, because the turnovers were just insane. But they lost, and that's football. You have to wait till you play all 60 minutes.
Well, it's the good and the bad and the ugly again.
It's true. I agree with you.
And I tell you, not only them referees probably getting paid off, but they sure ugly looking.
The referees made there were some problems with that game.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they gave Dallas that first touchdown.
Yeah, there were some problems.
If you ask me on that, because I seen a lot of spearing that Dallas was doing on defense that they never called. Hey, well, you know, well. But, you know, it's just about like everything else going on. When they did that, you know, moved them on down there and let them score that first seven, I was so aggravated, I flipped it over and watched ABC and went from worse to bad because they were having to Miss America on there. And I was listening to some of the responses from the girls. And I tell you, you talk about liberal girls. Boy, I don't know if you recorded it, but you need to check that out.
All right, there you go. There's a hint.
Even the young girl from Hattiesburg right near me, when she was asked about, I don't want to go into it because, you know, I don't know where this world's going, Kate. I really don't.
Boy, isn't that true? It is some troubling and interesting times we live in. There's no question.
How about that girl that's riding around in the Barbie doll car?
I didn't hear about that.
For the DUI, she got college students. Oh. She's right, and she, you know, she's screaming that, you know, she wasn't drunk and she doesn't deserve this and all that, you know. And I'm sitting here thinking, because I got pulled over by a cop when I was a kid for riding on the wrong side of the road on a bicycle, and he told me it's a motorized vehicle you're riding in.
Wow, how about that? But yeah, anything that's motorized, exactly.
Yeah, and she's riding around campus in a Barbie doll car, and I don't think, you know, she fully knows the law that, you know, she's license suspended. You can't even drive that.
Yeah, because that's right. If something happens, they'll pull you over, and that'll be it. You're right. That's funny, yeah.
Oh, man, that's what I'm getting at. So many people just, you know, well, you know, I guess it's a me world, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. We thought the whole me generation thing was done, but I think it's making a resurgence.
It's worse.
Yeah. It might be the social media thing. I'm not sure because, you know, technology is great in one sense and brutal in another, and perhaps that's the reason why.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, again, technology, you know, I mean, social media.
Yeah.
Is what you mean.
Yeah, social media.
Social media is really the fuel for the fire of this mess.
Yeah.
All of it, from ISIS to anything else, because you shut down the social media, you don't give them any soapbox, then, you know, they don't aspire to anything. I did email you all my scores. And the closest I got was Detroit, but I still won out of 14 games, 8.
That's good.
I picked 8 winners.
Yeah, so. If you pick 8 winners, 8 winners out of all those games, you know what, Grim, that means you're doing pretty good.
Well, I'm hoping that, you know, old Matt's gone, but I'm still cheering for you, Matt. I'm still cheering for Minnesota. I know he was a Minnesota fan.
Huge Minnesota fan. I just went back and forth with him the other day, so he's always got his fingers crossed for the Vikings. So, Grim, 8 wins. We'll see if you win next time when we try to nail the score. And that's a good reminder on our Tuesday into Wednesday show, second hour, final segment, we try to nail the score. You don't have to know anything about football. You're just guessing numbers. That's what it's about, almost like lottery numbers. How's that? And if you get close enough, bingo, you win bragging rights and some prizes from America tonight. On that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from David, who says, Kate, I'm tired of all politicians. One thing I like about Trump and Carson is they're not politicians. They're just regular guys. Whether Trump is a New Yorker and has some stupid things to say or some good things to say or should say, less of the unguarded things, it just doesn't matter. At least he's not a politician. And the same thing with Ben Carson. Don't think either one of them, however, get the nomination. It's going to be fun to see this come down to the wire. And what do you think made Trump decide that he was serious about all this? Well, if I could look into my crystal ball and tell you exactly what people were thinking, it'd be a whole different ball game for me and for you, wouldn't it be? I think that, on one hand, think about this. You have all this power in business. You've accumulated wealth and fame and women and families. I mean, you have a family. So then what's left? And when you have the money and you don't have somebody that is controlling what you do and you get to run for the highest office in the land and you don't like the way things are going, there is something heady about that, I suppose. Of course, once you're in the job, it's different than running for the job. Then you've got to play the game of politics somehow, some way, because you have to get along with people. You have to make some compromises. I mean, again, we don't want a dictator. We don't want a king. So that person would naturally have to make some compromises, period, regardless. This one from Brian. Kate, what'd you think of Colbert? I know you were talking about it a bunch. You know, the jury's out. Just one week into this, we just did a Dave Berg thing and a re-rack. It's too early to tell. He has had some funny moments, and what I could see, because I tape it, of course, I'm on the air, and that comes on the air actually beforehand, but and then dives into it. The tube to me, too much tube, and maybe this is also too part of my radio thing. I like listening to the radio. Even if I'm in my car, boom, news talk, whatever, I'm listening. In whatever city I'm in, I'm listening to it. And I find that I can only watch X amount of out of tube, you know, and then I can't do it anymore. So I guess that's my biggest problem with that. Here's one from Jacob. Easy for me to get out. And Jacob says, Kate, I am so glad that the summer is over. Not that I hate the summer, but it just seemed to me like it was dragging on and on with ridiculous political stories that made little or no sense to me. We need to get back to the business of doing whatever we're supposed to be doing in Washington and not paying attention to who's running and who's doing what with the Democrats or with the Republicans. Isn't this part of the problem? Is it part of the problem, meaning that so much emphasis is on the campaign trail, we're not focusing on what's actually happening in Washington? And there's a good question. What is happening in Washington? And the answer to that question is there's a lot of things that should be going down the barn. I don't understand the whole budget thing, for example. That's a huge problem. Why every year are we dealing with the same things over and over again? I get it. It's tough to tighten up budgets, dump things, figure out where you're slicing and dicing and get agreements. But let's start there. Let's start with the basics. Let's come up with balanced budgets. Oof, what a novel concept. Here's one last one. This one from Jeannie. Kate, California's on fire again. I know you have friends that live in California. I have family there. Are you concerned? It looks pretty brutal from the video I saw. Yeah, you know, I'm actually glad that you said that. In the Napa area, they're all together. They had a wildfire that just leveled 400 houses and businesses. They're calling it the Valley Fire. It's burned about 78 square miles. And this is, you know, north of San Francisco, to give you an idea on a map in your mind if you're visualizing this. And at least one person is dead. It's terrible. The California governor, Jerry Brown, has declared a state of emergency over the wildfires. If anyone thought we were out of that, we're not out of that. And thousands of people had to evacuate their houses. But better to evacuate than be stuck in a situation where you can't get out and then all hope is lost. All right, thanks. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. Stay with us.
Sciatica. sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Welcome to this version of We Can Count. Why? Because we can count how many times we look back at numbers, and it is all about the numbers when we're talking about almost anything that we're talking about. There is a number related to it. How about this? Seattle had a big dig, unearthed stone tools. And you know how old these stone tools are? You say, who cares, stone tools? I think it's cool. I don't know. When you find chunks of history and you unearth them by accident or on purpose because you think this is some kind of an archaeology site. How about this? There was a survey. That's all this was. To clear the way for some construction near a mall. Hey, we're building a mall. Guess what? We found some stone tools. How old do you think they are? 10,000 years old. The archaeologists who they called in said they were pretty amazed. They say it's the oldest archaeology site in the Puget Sound lowland is what they call it, with the tools. And it's kind of shedding a light because that's the whole idea of finding these relics of a time period when you had bison and mammoths that still roamed western Washington. I know we have people listening in Washington. And only a handful of archaeology sites date back 10,000 years or more have been discovered there. So I don't know, pretty cool. They did a chemical analysis, and it said it revealed traces of the food they were eating. What do you think they were eating? Do, this supposed to be the Jeopardy theme. All right, bison, deer, bear, sheep, and salmon. Salmon, how about that? I don't know. I think it's pretty cool. It was near the Richmond Town Center Mall the Redmond Town Center Mall near Redmond, Washington. And they surveyed it back in 2009, and then ultimately look what they found. Pretty cool. I would be excited if I were the person that came upon it, or I were the person that was there and got to see them unearth all this stuff. I would have to say, I think that's pretty wild. And again, clues into what was. Sad news, the death of a Hall of Famer, an NBA Hall of Famer, dead at the age of 60, Moses Malone. Moses Malone was a three-time NBA MVP and a Hall of Famer, a 13-time All-Star. He died in his sleep, they say, from an apparent heart attack. He had a great nickname. You know, a lot of basketball players have great nicknames. He had a really good one. Chairman of the Boards. Get it? Because he was a rebounding stud. And he won a title with the Sixers in 1983. Made all those All-Star appearances. And just to highlight his significance, his 17,834 rebounds is the third all-time. Third all-time. And he was one of those rare cats. It happens a little bit more now. Like Kobe Bryant's one of those examples. LeBron James is one of those examples of a player going from high school, boom, right into the pros. And he was the first player to go directly from high school into the pros. And it was for the Utah Stars at the time of the ABA. So Moses Malone dead at the age of 60. One other quick sporting note. Serena Williams did not win the Grand Slam. She was ousted by Roberta Vinci, and Roberta Vinci was then beaten in the final by Flavia Pennetta, and she then went on to retire. It was an all-Italian final. They say it was one of the lowest-rated open finals of all time. The shock of Serena, I guess, not being there. And then finally, the men wrap up. No American men. Novak Djokovic wins in four sets. He knocks off Roger Federer. Here's your number, 6-4, 5-7, 6-4, 6-4. And it was a pretty impressive performance. I saw bits and pieces of that. How about that? All right, moving along with We Can Count. I like this segment because, there, like I keep saying when I introduce it, there are just so many numbers. I'm going to give you one more sports number because there's always debates about women in sports and can a woman compete? Can women compete? And of course, I think it depends on the sport, what you're talking about. A female kicker made an extra point for Kent State. Yeah, it's true. A Kent State kicker made history in the team's 45-13 win over Delaware State. April Goss is her name, a fifth-year senior. She narrowly made that field goal point. But she did it, the extra point, rather, at a field goal after a touchdown. But she put the team up 29-6. So she's the second woman to score in a major college football game with a made kick. With a made kick. How about that? Pretty interesting. This is controversial. But what would you do if you had to deal with the shock of your daughter, your teenager, taking ecstasy and then sadly suffering from terrible brain damage? But this is what happened. A family of a Scottish teen who is suffering from brain damage after taking ecstasy in June, they posted a video on Facebook of the 16-year-old to thank her supporters. Her name is Amy Thompson, and now she struggles to move her arms. She slurs her speech. She's bound to a wheelchair. She was admitted into the hospital this summer after taking a capsule of MDMA at a house party. She was in a coma for weeks, and now she's at a rehab center in Glasgow. and occasionally visits her family at home. This became a popular drug because of the positive effects that a person could experience within an hour after taking a single dose. But then obviously, look what can happen on the other side of this, which is what happened sadly to this young teenager. And they posted it as a warning. They were so upset, distraught, whatever, that their way to tell the world, please don't think that this is okay. Because look what's happened to our kid. And boy, you see the pictures of her gorgeous kid, and that is sad. Goes to the whole effect thing and being, I think, part of the crowd and maybe not realizing even the possible damage, especially with the kind of ecstasy she had taken. More investigations, more cleanup work. We're talking about that ridiculous Colorado spill. I say ridiculous because this is courtesy of the Environmental Protection Agency, so you can't blame it on any company. They cite investigations in some of the cleanup at 10 polluted mining complexes in 4 states had to be suspended. Why? Because of conditions similar to those that led to the wastewater blowout from the inactive Colorado gold mine. The sites include 3 in California, 4 in Colorado, 2 in Montana, 1 in Missouri. They have the potential for contaminated water to build up inside the mine workings. So they don't want to have another one of these spills like last month near Silverton, Colorado, because it was an EPA team itself that triggered the 3 million gallon blowout of that sludge while they were doing an excavation. They were doing that kind of work on the inactive Gold King mine. So it messed up rivers in 3 states. And, of course, we're going to attack the EPA because they weren't prepared. Because you know what? Here's the thing. There were warnings that this could happen. There were tons of warnings. People there tried to tell them to take extra precautions. And they didn't do it. Those mines were abandoned decades ago. And, of course, they're unstable. There's a possibility of an accident, and that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. So it's smart to pull the plug on all of that. It makes absolutely no sense. No sense whatsoever. And finally, our last one. Sadly, it's not a happy one, but an Argentinian accused of locking up his wife and autistic son in a cage for at least 2 years has really drawn the shock of a nation. We're talking about prosecutors going after Eduardo Oviedo in the city of Mar del Plata on a complaint of 2 other kids. Thank goodness they found this out. Oviedo's 61-year-old wife has psychiatric problems, and the 32-year-old is autistic. He said he couldn't take it anymore. He locked them away from everybody else. Ooh, not good. It was like a filthy cage, they say, and for at least 2 years. Another edition of We Can Count in the Books. Thanks for listening to this Hour of America tonight.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.